I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, October 29th. A Quincy man was arrested yesterday over an aggravated assault near Fenway Park that sent a person to the hospital last month. Brandon Wilson was arrested in Quincy, where he lives, by Boston police detectives yesterday morning. The 27-year-old was wanted on a charge of aggravated assault. Wilson is believed to have hit another person in the face on Lansdowne Street near Ipswich Street just after midnight on Sunday, September 28th. Video posted to the police department's website showed a man repeatedly look behind him as he walks past Loretta's Last Call away from the Country Bar. Police have said the victim was taken to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. He was found unresponsive and covered in blood and spent days at Spalding Rehabilitation Hospital. Wilson was expected to face a judge in Roxbury District Court. Two women, including one from Quincy, are facing charges for allegedly shoplifting expensive groceries, then attacking employees at a Market Basket in West Bridgewater over the weekend. 37-year-old Olivia Bird of Quincy and 28-year-old Rajane Bird from Hyde Park were each charged with assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, assault and battery, shoplifting, and disorderly conduct. On October 26, officers responding to a report of a disturbance at the Market Basket in West Bridgewater at about 5 p.m. found that the pair had begun assaulting two store employees. Investigators say the Birds were concealing high-priced items, including lobster meat, prime ribeye steaks, and truffle butter in a bag while they were shopping. The women allegedly didn't pay for the items at checkout and were confronted by store employees. That's when police say the two women became combative and began screaming obscenities while attacking the workers. Shocking cell phone video appears to show both women repeatedly striking store employees who were asking them to leave. Both women were taken into custody shortly thereafter and arraigned in Brockton District Court. On Monday, the Birds were released on personal recognizance. Quincy police are warning people about a jewelry scam and thefts. Over the past 2 days, police say people have had their jewelry stolen in the North Quincy area. Police say suspects approach victims, grab their personal jewelry after a brief conversation. The suspects are believed to be driving a dark-colored SUV or sedan. Police advise people not to engage with strangers and maintain a safe personal distance. Minimize visibility of valuables, travel in well-lit areas, and report any suspicious activity. Quincy has two new fire trucks in service. Yesterday, Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch visited the Quincy Point and Wollaston stations to view the new 2025 Fouts Brothers FB94 pumper trucks. Engine 3 in Quincy Point and Engine 4 in Wollaston will each have one of the new trucks in service. Koch and Interim Fire Chief Gary Smith visited firefighters at both stations yesterday. Little more than 7 weeks into its crackdown on fare evaders, the T has issued 0 citations and 85 warnings to passengers as of yesterday. The MBTA's Fare Engagement Department began conducting checks to ensure riders have paid their fare on September 8th. Blue-shirted employees known as fare engagement representatives are posted at subway stations and aboard vehicles to issue warnings or citations to riders who don't pay. The T said representatives won't be seen on every trip, but on occasion. Riders who haven't paid their fare first face a citation and then monetary fines, which can be up to $150, depending on the number of citations they've accumulated. The T's crackdown on fare evasion comes after the Trump administration threatened to remove federal support to the MBTA if it didn't move to improve safety and prevent crime. U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy noted an incident in Roxbury on September 8th, where an elderly woman was violently shoved off an MBTA bus. MBTA General Manager Phil Eng penned a 12-page letter in response to Duffy detailing a crime decrease, along with public safety initiatives like adding dozens of police officers in recent years. The T plans to eventually put fair engagement representatives on buses and Green Line and Mattapan Line trolleys. Oh, with the deadline for funding SNAP benefits approaching, a group of attorneys general and governors, including those from Massachusetts, sued the Trump administration, saying the widely used food assistance program was suspended unlawfully. The lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Secretary Brooke Rollins says the funds were suspended despite there being contingency funds available to pay out full SNAP benefits in November for all 42 million people who use them. It is the latest legal battle amid the ongoing government shutdown. The lawsuit was filed yesterday in federal court in Boston by 22 state attorneys general, three governors, and Washington, D.C. About 1 in 8 Americans use SNAP to help buy groceries. Beneficiaries, food banks, and states have been scrambling to figure out how to make sure they'll have access to food even if the program is paused. About 40% of those who rely on the program, over 16 million, are children. Another 20% are seniors living on Social Security. The group also includes about 1.2 million veterans, 22,000 active duty military families, and about 1.5 million college students trying to make it through school. About a third of SNAP households have someone working but not earning enough to cover rent and groceries. Governor Healey says President Trump has the power to distribute federal dollars that serve as a lifeline for many residents, but that Massachusetts does not have the money to cover the benefits if they are lost. Another location of a local group of pizzerias has closed, leaving a sole location in operation within the city of Boston. According to an article from Universal Hub, Papagino's in Hyde Park is no longer in business. That means that the location on Gallivan Boulevard in Dorchester is the only one remaining in Boston, although a number of outlets remain open in the suburbs, including one nearby in Dedham. The Hyde Park location was one of the first of the chain to open back in the mid-60s, which is around the time the chain debuted in East Boston. And while there had been once more than 200 restaurants in the region, most have closed, including more than 50 when the company declared bankruptcy back in 2018. A sign in front of the Hyde Park location does say it's a temporary closure, but the website for the chain has removed the location, so it does appear to be permanent. A new salary transparency law goes into effect in Massachusetts today. It means big changes if you're looking for a job or if you just want to know if you're currently underpaid. How much you earn is usually a workplace secret, but that's about to change starting today. Massachusetts' new salary transparency law does go into effect. Under the new law, businesses with at least 25 employees must include a pay range in all job postings. If you already work at a company, you now have the right to ask for the salary range for your position. The law states you can ask human resources, quote, upon promotion, transfer, or on request. Granite Telecommunications of Quincy announcing that its first ever Granite Gives Pink fundraiser yesterday raised $500,000 for the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. Company's headquarters in North Quincy was awash in pink yesterday as over 800 Granite teammates donned pink attire, each triggering a $500 donation to Breast Cancer Research Foundation. Raffles throughout the day added to the generosity, helping to boost the single-day total in support of crucial cancer research funding. The day-long event combined awareness and action, featuring an inspiring town hall with Granite and Breast Cancer Research Foundation leaders, along with breast cancer survivors, education programming, raffles, pink-themed catering, and mocktails, plus a station where employees wrote postcards of encouragement for patients and researchers. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow rose 161. The Nasdaq's up 190. The S&P added 15. Stocks were higher in Asia. The dollar rose. The euro slipped. Oil at $60 a barrel. Sports, the Islanders beat the Bruins 5-2. The Bees will host Buffalo tomorrow night at 7. Celtics are home tonight at 7 against the Cavaliers. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly cloudy and windy, a pop-up shower possible, high of 52. For tonight, some showers and cloudy and breezy, a low 45. Tomorrow, some afternoon showers, windy, and a high 57. Heavy rain tomorrow night as temperatures dip to the mid-50s. Friday, we'll start with some morning showers, then turn partly cloudy and windy, a high of 62. Saturday, partly cloudy, high 56. The marine forecast calling for 2 to 3 foot waves. That northeast wind, 15 to 20, but gust to 25 knots. High tide, 5:37 p.m. Sunrise, 7:13, sets at 5:40. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, October 29th.